Okay, we're picking up from the very top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph, the words of Alma. We're in the middle of the Raya. The Gemara was bringing from the Mishnah where a person had married five different half-sisters. So the Gemara was bringing out the example that the Gemara says that if you're Bala Shnia, Lachar Misas Rishona, that you're going to be Mutter in the second and the fourth one, and exempt the co-wives, and the case, and the third and the fifth are going to remain Asur. So the Gemara says, based on this, Alma Achos Ishta Ben Min Av Ben Min Aim Asuros, that if the sister is your paternal or maternal sister, she is going to be Asur to you. Because in their example, the man's third wife, the third person he married, is the maternal sister of his second wife, yet the marriage to the one who is the third wife is valid only because he was not actually married to the second one. If he was married to the second one, the third option would then be not chal. From this, we see that it's usher to marry a sister, even to maternal sisters. Other Yishodim just explained the Gemara's proof as based on the seifa of the Mishnah, which says that basically if the first one dies, the marriage to the second one would be chal, which clearly shows you that if it wasn't, then it would show you that that would not be chal, which would mean that it's not that sisters are going to be usher. It doesn't matter of mother or sister, that would be a raya. Okay, either way, we see from here, from the Gemara, that the Gemara is trying to make a raya, that from this Mishnah, that whether it's a paternal or maternal sister, it's going to be asur. So the Gemara points out, Minalan, where do I know that one's wife's maternal sister is asur to him? Yalef Machoso is derived from the case of one's own sister. That we know that regular, when it comes to a person's sister, we just had in Parshas Achrimos and in Eretz Yisrael, Kedoshim, all these cases of marrying a sister, having relations with a sister, being an Isser Karis, we know that Ma'achoso bin Av bin Menaim. So just like one's own sister, it's us, or whether it's only your half-sister from your father's side or your mother's side, Afkan bin Minav bin Minaim. So too, with regards to one's wife's sister, it's going to be Usr. We're going to compare the two halachas and say that it's also Usr, whether it's a paternal or maternal sister from your wife, that they're going to be Usr. Even if it's your wife's only half-sister, on both your father, or on her both, her either her father's side or her mother's side, it's going to be Usr for you. So the Gemara asks now, Akash, the Gemara says, V'leilef medodoso, but wait, why are you learning it from the case of the wife's sister to one's own sister? Maybe you should learn it out from the case of the dodoso, the father's brother's wife, your uncle's wife, by marriage. The halacha is madodoso mina avila manim. Just like one's father's brother wife is only usher where her husband is the father's on the father's brother's side, the paternal side, and not the maternal side. That's the halacha that we learned based on yesterday's daf. So we learned that that's also going to be the case. So afkan mina avila ma'im. So too, when it comes to one's wife's sister, it's usher only when it's his wife's paternal sister and not his maternal sister. Just like it would be by the case of one's aunt through marriage that was married to his uncle. So the Gemara says that it's only going to be on his uncle's father's side, the father's brother. Mistavra machosa avila mila. So the Gemara says, no, it's more similar to learn the halacha of one's wife's sister from one's own sister, shekein korve atzma mekorve atzma, because the lacha is that it's your own relatives. One's wife's sister would also be from one's own sister. That the lachas are similar to that. One's wife's sister is going to be considered your own relative, even though you married into her, that you only became usher because of the fact that you married your wife. Still, she is going to be usher to him because of something that he had done. His own action had caused this. Therefore, as opposed to one's father's brother's wife, is not considered his own relative. The relationship was called toloi on somebody else. That's why it's not as similar. So Gemara says, no, but adarabba, midodas avilin lemeila shekein, davar aide kedushin, midavar aide kedushin. You should compare it. It's more similar to the case of one's father's brother's wife, that case is through marriage, and one's, and so too by here you've created this situation by marriage, that you're one's wife's sister is only us or once you marry your wife. And we know that when it comes to your own sister, that's a blood relative. There's nothing you can do to control it, so it's different. So the Gemara says you're right, so therefore we have to maybe learn it from somewhere else. Ela me'eshes achel fina. Rather, we can learn the halacha of one's brother's wife, right, that their sisters are going to be usher to the, we can learn the halachas of one sister's, your wife's sister is usher to you, is going to be learned out from the fact that whether her husband is going to be on both sides based on Eishas Ach, that one's brother's wife is usher, whether their husband is only a paternal or maternal brother, that's still going to be usher. Because that halacha is by marriage, and it's something that's along the lines of his own relatives, and therefore it's mamish the case of one's wife's sister, and there we can learn from there that it's going to be on, even if it's only a half brother, half sister, it doesn't matter. So Gemara says, "Ve'eshes ach gufa minalan." And where do we know from the brother's wife? How do I know that she's usher, whether it was only on one side, whether it was only the paternal or maternal one? How do I know that? The Gemara says, "Tisana," because we learn in a brisa, "Ervas eishes achicha loy segala." The pasuk says that the erva of your brother's wife you shall not uncover. Bein minav, bein minayim. This pasuk is implying that one's brother's wife is going to be usur, whether her husband is only on the paternal side or the maternal side, a maternal brother. So the Gemara says, no, really, atom er bein minav minayim. Oh, eino ela minav ela minayim. Maybe over there also, it's only with regards to a paternal brother and not a maternal brother. So the Gemara says, Vidinu, no, but you can learn it out from just a logical argument. Chayav Khan, that the Torah says over here, there's usur to have bia with, to have relations with one's brother's wife. Chayav Bachoiso, and it also holds that someone's wife with one sister, it's also going to be usur. So Gma, Achoiso Binaminayim, but we know that the two are compared to each other, that your sister doesn't matter if it's your half sister, only on her mother's side or only on her father's side, doesn't matter. Afkan Binaminayim. So too, with regards to one's brother's wife, it doesn't matter whether the husband is only one's paternal brother or maternal brother, it doesn't matter, it's going to be usur for you. So the Gemara says, oh, no, but maybe you could say the other side of this. Oh, kalei chladerech zu, the price is continuing. Or you could take the other side of this argument, chayev kan v'chayev adodaso, that here, that we say that it's usur for having relations with one brother's wife, and it's also for usur to have relations with one's father's brother's wife, and you could say the following, ma adodaso binav minameim, nafkan minav lo minayim. Just like one's father's brother's wife is usur, only where her husband's was going to be on the paternal side, so too, over here, with regards to one's brother's wife, you can make the argument that maybe it should be only on the father's side, on the paternal side, and not on the maternal side. So therefore, the Braisa, again, it does not have a raya for the saying that it's going to be only to one versus the other. So the Gemara says, but which one is more suitable? So the Gemara says, nir lemidome. This is a classic example of trying to learn minadin from logical inference, and then the Gemara is saying, kilech lederech zu, try to figure out which side. And the Gemara says, no, let's see which one is more similar. So the Braisa is now fleshing this out, that which one is more comparable, that the case of the law of the brother's wife is more comparable, dana korve atzma, korve atzma. On the one hand, it seems to, you can make the argument that we should learn the halachas of one's brother's wife, which is one own relative, from one's sister's also one's own relative. And don't bring in the case of a father's brother's wife, that's only based on the father's relationship, not your own. Or you could say, or you could say the other argument that we had before, that this halacha of the one's brother's wife was done only through a marriage, not by blood related. So too with regards to one's father's brother's wife, also it's through marriage. And don't bring the example of a sister, let's say, because we know that you're brought later through a sister. So we've shown that you can't really show which one is more conclusive than the other. So therefore, the Gemara, the Braisa ends off, Talmud Lomar, Erva Sachicha, who, he rather, Erva Sachicha, he, the Pasuk says, she is the Erva of your brother, to teach you that one's brother's wife is Usr, Bein Minav, Bein Ra'im. We need that Pasuk to teach you, whether it's on the maternal or paternal side, or the out of order of the paternal side or the maternal side, they're both going to be Usr. So the Gemara says, but maybe this pasuk is also v'ema idib idib eishasach minav. Maybe say that this pasuk of ervas achos ervas. And Ervas Achichai are both referring to the case of one's paternal brother, and there's not going to be an extra pasuk because Chadad Yesh Labanim B'chayi Bala. One pasuk is teaching you that the brother-in-law's usher where she has children during her husband's lifetime. The husband's still alive, let's say, and he divorced her. V'chadad Ein, and in that case, it's also if he divorced her, then it's usher for then her subsequently marry the other brother. V'chadad Ein Labanim B'chayi Bala, and the other one is usher where she does not have children during the husband's lifetime. In that example, that would not be a case of Yibum. Basically, we have three examples of here. There are three circumstances which would be usur, even if they're no longer married. Meaning, if the husband is alive and he divorced her and he has children, that case obviously is going to be usur for her to marry the brother. And in the second case, where her husband is still alive, he divorced her and he doesn't have any children, that case also is even a further chiddush. In that case also, we're going to say that she is usur to the brother. And then the third case is that her husband died but has children. So therefore, since the Torah never explicitly tells you which case the Yibam applies, the Gemara is saying that maybe I need this Pesukim for those three cases, and therefore I might have thought one of those would not necessarily be us, be Mutter, and therefore I need this Pasuk to teach me that Chiddush. So the Gemara says, so that would be that. That would again. And that would be the example that we just mentioned, that where she does not have children during the husband's lifetime, as we just mentioned, that would be the Ha'ara from the Gemara over here. So the Gemara says, No, but the case where she doesn't have children during her husband's lifetime, that we saw on yesterday's daf as well, that was Rav Huna's limud from the lashon of Nida with regards to having bia with the Ashes Achiv, which the, with regards to the brother's wife, it says lashon of Nida. Why does it say Nida? Nida, we know that she's Aser, not because she's a Nida, that she's, it doesn't matter if she actually has blood right now, she's is impure, she's still going to be Aser. So what does it have to do with Nida? We learn from there that there was an analogy between a Nida and that just like one's brother's wife, she needs something. She needs the fact that she doesn't have children. And if her husband's still alive, then that would still prevent her. Whereas she would become a mutter only if the husband dies. So that was something that was removed. So Tunida is going to be removed by the Tara process. So now, that was the comparison of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema idiv idiv eishes achmanev. No, but maybe you could say that the pasuk is referring to, again, we're still trying to say that maybe we don't have, this limud is not available to teach you that it's both the paternal and maternal brother. Maybe it's only one. And the Gemara said, maybe it's still only with regards to a paternal brother that it's going to be the halacha. V'chadad eish labani b'chayet baila, because one of them is going to say that the brother-in-law is usher where she has children. V'chadad eish labani m'lachar misas baila, the other one saying where she has children and it was after the husband's death. That when we have Ervas Eishes Achicha, that would say that it's Aser even for a divorcee who has children. And the second one is teaching that that widow is going to be Aser where the husband has a child, even if it was after the she was pregnant and that child was born after. So the Gemara says, so Yesh Labanim Lachar Mises Baila Lo Tzricha Kra, but if the case where she has children and it's after the husband's death, so that you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Medamar Achmana Shein Labanim Mutaris Ha Yesh Labanim Asur. The pasuk is telling, it says clearly that in the pasuk in regards to Yibum, Ubein Enla, that she doesn't have any children. Ainla, right? You have to, she doesn't have any children with that child, then you do Yibum. Yavama Yavaleha, the pasuk says she doesn't have any children. That clearly implies that if she has children, she's going to be Aser. So therefore, since the Torah has to go out of its way to permit the case of Eishes Achiv, where the husband dies, it's clear where he dies childless and no other case, and therefore we'd have Ervas Achichahi to be available to teach you that the maternal brother is also going to be Aser for this person. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's not enough of a raya. But Dilma, maybe that pasuk in the Torah is referring to Ein Labane Masura Le'alma V'Shar Le'Avam, that if the in the case where the husband dies without any children, she's going to be usher to marry anyone and permitted to marry only the avam. However, yesh labanim shar le'ama v'shar le'avam, I would have thought where she does have children that she's going to be permitted to marry everybody else. That the whole chiddush of yibum is that she's exclusively only allowed, as we know, yavam alashuk, that she's only allowed to be so the zika is going to be a connection between her and the potential yavam is where she doesn't have any children. But I would have thought if she does have children, she's still allowed to marry, just like when it regards to a person's wife, if the wife passes away. He is allowed to marry the sister. So maybe I would have thought similar halacha that here she is permitted. It's permitted to you and to everybody else. The brother, the brother who died is going to be permitted. The brother who's now alive is allowed to marry the brother's old former wife because he's dead now and it's going to be a mutter. And that's the case over there. And it's also in addition to being married to the yavam, there's no zika there. She's allowed to marry anybody else. That's what I would have thought. So Gemara says, Inami orka in labanim mitzvah, that if she doesn't have any children, the Torah is telling you that there specifically there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv. Yesh labanim reshus, however, if she does have children, maybe I would have thought that the brother-in-law is allowed. There's no mitzvah, but it would be permitted, it would be reshus, it would be permitted if he so chooses to do it. Inami in labanim in yesh labanim lo, that or I could have said that if she doesn't have children, if she doesn't have children, the yavam's allowed to marry her. However, if she doesn't have children, the yavam is not allowed to marry her. But that would imply that this is only, in fact, an iser essay. That would not be a lav. We know that it's imamish a lav shesh bakaris bashtas. So here we're saying that maybe I would have thought it's only an essay, and therefore I needed this pasuk. So again, according to this, we're problematic that we have no halacha to teach you that the halacha is going to apply to the wife of a maternal brother, not just your paternal brother, meaning your half wife. Your half brothers on your mother's side. How do we know that it's usher to have relations with that person to marry them after the brother dies? So the Gemara says. So ksav krav krina ervas achicha gila. So now we're stuck. We say that the Gemara is answering that there is another pasuk that he had ervas achiv gila, which is an extra riboy to tell you that one's brother's wife is going to be usher where her husband has survived by children. Therefore, we could use the pasuk in the brisa to tell you that the wife of the maternal brother is going to be usher. So basically, we come out just to summarize over here. We have three different pasukim. We have ervas eishes achicha losigala ervas avichahi, and that pasuk we're going to learn with the combination of Isha Shayikach as Isha's Achiv Nidahi, Ervas Achiv Gila Arim Yu, those two psukim are going to tell you that where she's no longer married, it's still going to be Asr. And then based on the words of Ervas Isha's Achicha, we're learning that it's Asr during the husband's lifetime where he has children. And the Lashon of Nida is telling you that it's Asr after the divorce, which is she doesn't have any children. And Ervas Achiv Gila is teaching you that where that's Asr if the husband dies and has children, that's going to be Asr. So from there, we learn those psukim, and therefore we'd be able to have the other pasuk to teach you that the brother is going to be Asr even on the maternal side. So now the Gemara says, "Ve'ema eishes ach mina aim ke eishes ach mina av." But maybe we should say that the wife of the maternal brother is like the paternal brother. And the following, that ma eishes ach mina av lachar mises by lasharia, af eishes ach mina aim lachar mises by lasharia. So just like the wife of the paternal brother is permitted to her brother-in-law after the husband's death, if he didn't have any children, so too the wife of the maternal brother is going to be permitted to her brother-in-law if he does not have any children. So that's the Gemara is trying to learn it out. The Gemara is arguing that maybe the Yavam is not obligated to marry the wife of his maternal brother. He'd be allowed to do so if he chooses, even if they have children. The Gemara says, "Amar krahi b'avaisatehe," that he telling you that ervas achicha he implies that it should remain in the present state. The wife of the maternal brother is going to remain usher even after her husband has died without any children, there is also going to be Asr. So that's what we learn over here. So Gemara says now, going back to the Hemshech, Achos the Kazakh Mana Karis Lamali. So why do I need an extra Karis with regard to someone having beer with their sister? It already says, V'nichrosu, Kol Ha'osu Eilev, you're gonna get Karis. And then it goes out of its way to say that there's again an Isr Karis with regards to having relations with one's sister. All these psukim are Nachrim Kedushim. So the Gemara says, what do we say about this? The Gemara says, L'char B'Yochanan, that's needed for the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. De Amar Rabbi Yochanan teaches us, Shim Asu Kulam Behelam Achas, that if the Torah says that there's Karis to teach you that if regards to, in fact, if you do it, Chayav Al Kolachas V'Achas, that if you do all of them in one lapse of awareness, so that is going to, you're going to still bring a Korban Chatas for every single Avera that you've done, everything that was a Chiluk Chatos. So if you had be with multiple arayos, with just one, you didn't realize any of them were related to you. In all those examples, you're going to be chayav multiple, even though generally, if you have one lapse of, it's only going to be one chatas pepashtas. But still, since over here, like if you violate Shabbos at the same malacha, and you did it four different times, you didn't realize today was Shabbos, so then that's a helam echad, that's a little shayla over there. That's, the pashtas is going to be, you're going to be chayav one. But here, since you've done different shemos mechalokim, each one is going to be separate. You're chayav korban chatas for every single one of these. And that's why we have the Karis coming out of its way to teach you as a model for the other Arayos to teach you that each one is an independent lab. So to all of them, that's a davar shiyatza bichlal. V'yatza b'chal l'amed, not just for this one, not just achoso is going to be a separate lab, but all of the Yisurei Erva are going to be a separate lab, and you're going to be chayav for each and every one of them a different korban chatos. And where it says, wait a second though, we know Rabbi Yitzchak in Maseches Makos, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us in Makos, Maseches Makos, Rabbi Yitzchak tells us that all of the Arayos were in the punishment of Karis, and then Velama Yatzas about Karis Bachoso, Laduna Bekaris, Beloma Malkos, there's a huge Machlokos over there, three Machlokos Tanayim. Who is going to be Chayav Malkos? According to Rabbi Yitzchak, all of the Chayave Karis are not going to be Chayav in Malkos because Karis is enough of our punishment. We know that Kedei Rosh Hashanah teaches us that you can be Rishim Risha Achaz Atam Chayav Aviyatam Rechayav Mishdei Rishios, that Beis Din can only give you one punishment. A person stole money while simultaneously violating Hilchot Shabbos, so he's Chayav Misa. And there was aid in the witnesses, the Chayav Misa, so he doesn't have to pay back the money. That's Kedei Rosh Hashanah, that's of Kedei Rosh Hashanah. So you only have to do what, you only give him one, the worst punishment. You only give him one of them. So here also, Rabbi Yitzchak Tainas that you're not Chayav Malkos. The Gemara over there asks on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one who argues on that, and he says, "No, there you are Chayav Malkos." Saying also Rabbi Shmuel also says you're Chayav Malkos. So where do they learn that? The Gemara over there learns it from a special reboy. But either way, so back to over here. So Rabbi Yitzchak learned that drasha to teach you that Karis go out of it. Specifically, the singled out for Karis to teach you by sister Laduna Bekaris Malkos. So Lachalik Menala. So according to him, he uses this pasuk for a different drasha. So how does he know that if a person during one lapse of winners has bia with multiple chiyave arayos to him, how does he learn that he's going to be chayav multiple korban chata? So he says he learns it out from nafklei ve'el isha beninas tumaso l'chayav al kol isha ve'isha, that when it says the El Isha Beninos Tumaso, which is a reboy, that you're going to be Beninos Tumaso. The Hemshech of the pasuk says you're going to be Chayav Karis. So there, it's clearly talking about the fact that there's a reboy to teach you that all of them are going to be separate chaytas for each and every woman that's coming to you. Each and every single one. Why does it say the El Isha? Obviously, if you just say Venida, why does it say Isha? The Ilash Nevi Isha is a reboy to teach you every single one to be Chayav a separate korban. So now the Gemara says, With regards to Karis, just in the discussion of the Karis, regards to Arayos, Dodoso, the Chsiv Bey really should say Arimim Yamusu Lamali, because with regards to the Pasuk of Dodoso, it says Yamusu, it doesn't say Yihu. We're going to use Yihu and Hemshech, but Pashas is a problematic gears here. But either way, the Pasuk that we have is Dodoso, the Chazmona, Arim Yihu Lamali. Why did the Pasuk telling that you're going to die childless with Karis with regards to someone who has father, who has Bia with one's father's brother's wife? Obviously, when they're divorced, if they're still married, it's chayiv misa. After, even if he gets divorced, it's still aser to you, and that's going to be a chi of karis. And it says you're going to die childless. So why do I need that pasuk? The Gemara says the Rabba Rami. It says k'siv arimim yihiu. That pasuk arimim yihiu is in regards to a case of having bia with his sister. And it says by regards to dadas arim yamusu that they're going to die childless. So which is it? So the Gemara says, okay, so why do you need both? So the yesh labanim kovran. If he has children, he's going to bury his children. Ein labanim olech harir. If he doesn't have any children, he's going to continue being childless. V'etzach min arim yu. So why does that have to say that they shall die childless? V'etzach min arim yimus. It says both because yisrach min arim yu. If it only says that they're going to be childless, havamina ad chatasi. They're going to be childless from now and the hemshech. If they had five children before and halakhically mutter children, and then he marries this other lady and he has bia with her, that none of his children are going to die. No, that they're going to both, all his previous children are going to die also. That his children is going to die in front of him, and he's going to be punished that he's going to die childless, that even his children that were born in a halakhically mutter way, after this avera, they're now going to die based on his sins. Therefore, they're going to die. So the Gemara says, and if the Pasuk says they shall die childless, so I would have thought that only from the time of the Averos onwards are going to die, but from the ones before, and they're not going to die. That therefore it teaches you both that both of those examples that Arim Yamusu implies that the change therefore is going to be needed to teach that even children alive at the time are going to be chayav. That's why I needed both psukim. So the Gemara now going back to lacha of Ha'ara. Ha'ara is, we saw that the tchilas bia, that Ha'ara is going to be the chiyuv, that you're going to be punished, we saw by chayav karis, and now the Gemara is wondering, how do I know it by chayav elavin minalan? How do I know that the isser is also going to apply by chayav elavin? We only learned it by chayav karis. Chayav karis, maybe I would have thought, because it's more chamar, then maybe that's only by Ha'ara, that the very beginning stages of having relations with someone is going to be aser. How do I know that maybe not by everyone else, not the sof bia, the hemshech of finishing the relation? So the Gemara says, midigalar rachmana, shich vazer, gaba shif lecharufa, michal de chayav elavin bara. This week's Parsha, for those in Chutz Laretz, we just landed in those in Eretz Yisrael, that in Parsha's Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, that he should have relations with actual, it sounds like Shechva Zera is that the seed, the Zera came out, right? The person's semen came out, and that means that you finished the Bia, that you finished the Maisa of having relations. That implies that only specifically that case are going to be Chayav only when you've only finished the Bia. That implies that all other Chayav Elavin, Mechal de Chayav Elavin, Ba'ara, every other single case of a negative Isser in the Torah would be implied that it's going to be the beginning of a Bia, that since the Torah has to go out of its way by Shivcha Harufa to tell you only when you finish the Bia, is it going to be Asr? That's going to be chayav only for with respect to the case where you have bia with, when you're going to be chayav an asham shivcha charufa. That asham is going to be chayav on only when you finish the ma'aseh bia. But every other lav in the Torah are going to be chayav for the very beginning stages of bia. It's very interesting. The machlokas, it seems like the Rashi and the I think it's the Rambam that the machlokas. What about the woman? We know that a man when he has bia with this, what is the shivcha charufa? By the way, it's, this week none of the omers, you know what the pasuk is talking about. The chumash is where if a shivcha nifra chayav eshi, she's half evident, she's a half Jew. How do you have a half ever to have Jew? Is that she was a shifcha knainis, and one of her slaves freed her. So she's a tzad yitshiba, but she also has a tzad abdisba, that she's still half a slave. So really, she's kind of like married, she's not married. If she was a fallacious, she'd chayv misa for having relations with her. But since, and she was designated for the Eved Ivri, so since there's a quasi kiddushin over here, so it's not a full iser kares, iser misa done with the edim, but rather it's an iser lav, and therefore you only chayv a korban asham. She is chayv malkus. So the question is, what about her? Is she chayav also only for the Gemar Bia? Or maybe her, that the limud is only for the guy who's having relations with her, that only for him, the specific limud is that it's Gemar Bia. Even if he just has a tchilas Bia, it could be, he wouldn't be a chayav the Korban Asher, but she would still be chayav Malkus. Very interesting halacha over there with regards to her. How does the halacha go? But either way, it implies that all of our love and Bahar. The Gemara says, Adra Abadam, Negarach Mana Ara Bechayve Krisos. Since the Torah specifically goes out of its way to teach you that the beginning of the stages of Bia is going to be usher by the regular case of Kares, then maybe I would have thought, Michal de Chayve Lavin, Bigmar Bia, that only with regards to a lower stage, a lower level, which is only an Isser Lav, maybe those cases is only going to be affected at the completion of Av Bia. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Im Kain, if that's the case, that we're talking about over here, that it's that would be the case, lishtokra mishif chagrufa. The wise, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you by the case of a quasi slave woman that case you're only going to be chayav when it's regards to when it's a gmarbia. Clearly that implies, because that's a regular lav, that's an isser derais in the Torah, and it's an isser lav, but yet the Torah goes out of its way to teach you that you're going to be chayav only besophia. So maybe I should have said, talk over there, that would be, the Torah shouldn't have mentioned that case at all, since the Torah specifically tells you that leniency with regards to shifcha ruf and applies only by her, but by every other case of an isser lav, that would be problematic even from the beginning, stages of ha'ara. So the Gemara says, ha'ara de chayav lav, so that we've explained that was chayav lav. However, chayav lav de kunim alan. How do I know a grusha? That's more limited. It only applies, right? It's not shavah bekol, so it's a lower level lav. Anything that's not shavah bekol, how do I know that case is going to be an iser even from the beginning stages of bia of ha'ara? The Gemara says, because Aitza kicha kicha, we know another famous kicha kicha. That's the famous kicha kicha Mr. Ephraim to learn that the kesef is going to be konem. But that's not for now. We're in kicha v'kicha, two different psukim about kicha kicha. Isha sheyikach es achoso, that a person who takes his sister, and the pasuk over there says is going to be chayav in case of karis, and also the lo yichru by the case of kehuna in emor, parshas emor by kohanim by us in Eretz Yisrael. Now that pasuk is going to be gezeira shava to teach you that you're going to be context. Of those, both of them are going to be chayav for the very beginning stages of bia, that you'd be chayav already, not from the, you don't have to finish the maaser, but even the beginning stages will be chayav. What says the chayav aseh minalan? How do I know that mitzri ve'edome, for example, those are, because it says dor shishi avala mekal Hashem, it doesn't say explicitly that you're not allowed to, so that's a lav about mechal aseh, which the lach is like an aseh, and aseh is a lower level. So how do I know the lower level isser of, it's an isser aseh, what's called, that if you do it, you're going to be violating isser aseh, not violating isser lav, many nafkim, so that you're not chayav malkos, let's say, but you still violate what the Torah tells you. So how do I know by there, it's also going to be chayav in that isra say from the moment you have bia with her. So Gemara says, Aisa bia bia. Turning on to the next one, Nidham Abayez, the pasuk says that it says that you should have bia and bia. Where does it say that? Dor shishi yavolahem, loshon of bia coming in, and lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. So the two are going to be exera shava, which telling you we know that yo lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, we know is as isra lav, which is going to be isra ha'ara. So there too, so too, by lo dor shishi yavo b'kal Hashem, is referring to the beginning stages of isra ha'ara, is going to be usher. The Gemara asks, yavama l'shuk minola. So how do I know the case of a yavama who is not, she did not get chalitza yet? So she's an isra lav. How do I know, or potentially, the Gemara's going to mention in a moment, how do I know that by her, it's usher, isra ha'ara by anybody else who has relations with her? It's going to be usher the moment they begin the process of having relations. The Gemara says, what's the shayla over here? Ilamanda mar lav, it's going to be a lav. Ilamanda mar aseh, aseh. Whatever you hold by the Isra of Yavama Lashuk, as the Gemara is going to have machlokas later in the Daf Tani Beis, the Gemara is going to have the based on the pasuk of Lo Yeh Lo Sihiya Eches Amesha Chutzah LeYishar Yavama Yavah Aleah. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether that's a full fledged Isra Lav or maybe only an Isra Aseh, like similar to the Mitzvah Ve'edome example. But either way, you slice it. The Gemara says we've just learned from the previous cases before that those are going to be problematic. That both of them are going to be problematic from the moment you started the relations, the moment you started the bia, you started the process of the intercourse. That's going to be the problem over here. So the Gemara says, "Ella yavam al yavam imnalan." So where do I know that the bia is going to be done between a yavama and a yavam that affects yivum? That's the halacha the Gemara is wondering right now. So the Gemara says, "I said bia bia." So from there we learn the pasuk says, "Lo siya isha mesel chutzal ishar yavama valeh," and "Lo siya isha mesel chutzal yavo says over there. I'm quoting the wrong sukkim over here. It says yavama yavo valeh. That pasuk we said. That's the Hamshaykh, that was right. And lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. The second pasuk got wrong. Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem, then the mamzer's not come. From there we learn that the tchilas bia is going to be kone by a situation of yibum. So the Gemara says, isha lebala menalan. From where do I know that the beginning of bia between a woman and her husband affect kiddushin? Here we're talking about kiddushin. We know kesef shtaru bia. Bia, how do I know when Bia is Kona and to make her an Arusa? So that's a case of Kiddushin. So Gemara says, I say Kicha Kicha, there we have Kicha Kicha, that it says, Ki Ikach Ish Isha Vala, and the Pasuk says, Ish Isha Ikach, from there we learn that Tchilas Bia is going to be Aser with regards to affecting a marriage also. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lama Leid Echasa Rachmana Sheikh Vazer Vashif Harufa. Why do I need the Pasuk to teach you by a shifcha charufa that it's going to be that specifically that you only sof bia shifcha zera by ishes ish, and also by ishes ish by a married woman, and shifcha zera by sota. It says over there by ishes ish ve'el isha ve'el ishes amisach lo tzeh shichvascha lezara. It says over there that shifcha zera. So why shichvascha lezara? Why does it say over there wasting seed with regards to an ishes ish, and why does it also say shifcha zera by sota with regards to sota? Pasuk says v'shachav ishta shichva zera. She's wasting seed with her. So what are the limudim telling you about that this person zera having relations with them? So Gemara says shifcha Chacharufa, we know Kedarman, that teaches you over there that specifically the Chiddush is that only Vasofbia is he going to be Chayav the Asham Shif Chacharufa. That was specifically the Limud that we over there. The Eishes Ish, so what do I learn by Eishes Ish? Prat L'Meshavish Mis. That's coming to exclude a case where a person who has Bia with a Rashi says, below Kishra, he doesn't, his Aver doesn't get hard. That is not going to be in Isser Darais. That would not be the Isser Darais, so we're Chayav Misa. So Gemara says, but that's a machlokas though. Honey, chalamandamar, mishamish meis baraz baita. That's okay according to the mandamar who says, at such a circumstance is not going to be chayav. Elamandamar chayav, but the one who says that someone who has bia with a woman, even when the afer mace, when he doesn't have a heart and organ, is still going to be usher. So according to them, what does it say? What's the pasuk of teaching you about shechvat zera teaching you? Because they hold that that's takachayev. So what are they going to do with that pasuk? So they're going to say, ela prat l'meshamesh mesa. It's excluding someone who has bia with a woman who's already dead. That she's already dead with just the corpse of the woman. So why would I have thought that case would be chayav? She's already dead. Because the famous pasuk says by a kohen, kim la sheira karov ilav, lav even the melach v'lach chasov, right? Sheira, who's sheira karov ilav? The Gemara's drasha, that sheira is referring to ishto, then ishto, the connection of ishto still applies even after she died. Right, that he's allowed to be matame for her. The Kohen's allowed to be matame for his wife even after she's dead. She's still considered she'ero. He's still considered someone who's close with her even after the death. So I would have thought maybe she's also considered still in some certain form. Her body's still intact, even though she's dead, I would have thought maybe she's still considered this lady's wife. So therefore, the Torah has to go out of its way to teach you that having bia with a dead person, even if her body's fully intact, is still going to be pater. So the Gemara says, what do I learn by Sota? The Sota Lamali, what do I learn by Sota? L'chadisana shichvat zera, the pasuk says, wait, succeed, that says, prat l'davar acher, something else that's done by Sota. The Gemara says, what is davar acher? What's the other davar acher they're referring to with regards to the Isra of Sota? Amar Rav Sheish, prat l'shikina la shalokadarka, where he had warned his wife that he had bia shalokadarka, meaning the other side, the woman on natural way, meaning bia shalokadarka, through the other side is going to be, that such a warning is not going to be recognized as a warning, a valid warning with regards to the Sota. That's the avamin over now with the Gemara. That would be if you warn her not to have bia shalokadarka, that's not going to be a valid warning. So Gemara says, and then if she does subsequently go into seclusion with this man, she wouldn't be also Isser Sota. Amalei Rava Mishka Ve'ishik. So why not though? The buzz is a Mishka Ve'isha, which we learned that bia shalokadarka is like kedarka for all intents and purposes. That if a person has bia shalokadarka, the ishah is she's going to be chayav misa. So Sota over here, if he warned her shalokadarka, that should also be a problem for her Sota. So the concern of Ella Marava, you're right. Pratla shikina al derech evarim, that he warned her only with regards to having contact with her, that literally their limbs are touching, refers to, did not actually refer to bia, but it just means that they're going to be rubbing their evarim one against the other, his private versus her, on her private. So Gemara says that would not be a valid, that's not a valid warning. But that's not bia, that's not considered actual relations. So that there's no havamina, that the pasuk has to go out of the way to teach you that case should be, that's not going to be valid, a case of a sota, that's pasha, it's not a case of a sota, because it's not having relations there. So the Zohar says, Elamar, Baye, Prat, Lashikina, Lashikina, is excluding a case for the Sota, where one's wife was warned against having a Nishika, only the very earlier stage of having, or just touching the woman organ with the male organ. The beginning, earlier stages. The Gemara says, wait a second though. Hani, Chalamanda, Mahara, Zohar, Satara. So that's going to be acceptable to the one who says that having Bia is actually putting in one's Aver fully into the woman's body. However, Elamanda, Amar, Zohar, Nishika, the one who says that it's similar just touching it on the top, that's going to be already considered at the beginning stages of having relations. Michael Mimar, what is there to say according to him? Meaning that itself is considered an act which is bia. So then what's this, what is this exclusion in the pasuk coming to teach you? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela la olam shikini la derech ivarm. So you actually warned his wife against just having contact with the wife and the husband. And the guy who's cheating on him. And the warning is teaching you sadaqa mina bekpeda debal talachmana vekape kamashmana. I would have thought, even though they're not even having relations, they're just going to be together, holding a hug and kiss, whatever, doing all these other things together, but it does include relations. I would have thought that that's enough of a warning that the husband has the right to not want that to be done. So therefore, the Torah is that goes out of way to teach you that that's not going to make her a sota. It's usher, it's pisusa, but it's not going to be the isher sota lebaila. The Gemara points out now, what is the beginning stages of bia? Amar Shmuel ha'arazon neshika, the beginning stage of bia is considered just the contact from the male organ to the female organ. Mashal adam shemaniach etzbal apiv, an analogy is someone who places his finger on his mouth. Yashar shalo yidchok abasir, it's impossible that he doesn't put some of the flesh on his lips. So too, that the beginning stages of bia, that mamash just touching, is going to be considered the beginning, considered having relations. Kiyas ram v'chanam rabbi yochanan, gamar bia b'shifcha karufa, that they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the completion of having bia in the case of a shifcha karufa is no achnasa satara. Is that achnasa satara, that's considered the complete of sof bia. And so therefore, the tchilas bia must be that just touching it as a raya for Shmuel. So Gemara says, "Meitzer Rav Sheshir, Rav Sheshir is a kasha v'la shichba zera ino chayav ela abia samira." He's only be chayav for having ejaculation, with having actual seed come out. My love, mira kid, doesn't that refer to that actual thing comes in? This is disproving Rabbi Yochanan that he said even at just the earlier stage of putting in less of a relations is going to be problematic. So Gemara says, "Lo mira katara." This means it's similar, just putting it from the results of putting it in. That's not going to be a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. That's still the same stage. So Gemara says, "Kiyosar Rav Dimi." The beginning stage of having relations is again the beginning stage of putting a person's male organ into the woman. Contradicted you. So he answered them. You're right. One of the reports are lying, either me or him. So the Gemara says, he says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the beginning stages is insertion of the atara, or the beginning of male organ into the woman. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi's statement certainly argues with Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's the beginning, it's the end stages of Bia. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's the beginning stage of Bia according to this. So the Gemara asks, Shmuel Mipligi, is he arguing on the concept of Shmuel? Because he didn't say, he just says that the Nishika is going to be the touching is going to be the problem. So the Gemara says, lo, that maybe they're not arguing Nishika Vadachnas Atara, ha'ara. That from the beginning of Neshika, of the man's touching it into the woman, and that continuation is all, both of them are referring to that same stage of having relations. Okay, Baz Hashem will pick up with Kiyasa, Rav Bar Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Baz Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.